Blog Talk Radio.
bolognese. So just making it with corn meat-free ground.
Thank you.
software development degree online at DeVry. Power your future at DeVry.edu. Robitussin Honey. Great tasting, effective relief for your kid's unbearable cough.
favorite part of high school, making out with your mom.
What?
Thank you.
Adam slept with Eve, his wife. She conceived and had Cain. She said, I've gotten a man with God's help. Then she had another baby, Abel. Abel was a herdsman, and Cain, a farmer. Time passed. Cain brought an offering to God from the produce of his farm. Abel also brought an offering, but from the firstborn animals of his herd, choice cuts of meat. God liked Abel and his offering, but Cain and his offering didn't get his approval. Cain lost his temper and went into a sulk. God spoke to Cain. Why this tantrum? Why the sulking? If you do well, won't you be accepted? And if you don't do well, sin is lying in wait for you, ready to pounce. It's out to get you. You've got to master it. Cain had words with his brother. They were out in the field. Cain came at Abel, his brother, and killed him. God said to Cain, Where is Abel, your brother? He said, How should I know? Am I his babysitter? God said, What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is calling to me from the ground. From now on, you'll get nothing but curses from this ground. You'll be driven from this ground that has opened its arms to receive the blood of your murdered brother. You'll farm this ground, but it will no longer give you its best. You'll be a homeless wanderer on earth. Cain said to God, My punishment is too much. I can't take it. You've thrown me off the land, and I can never again face you. I'm a homeless wanderer on earth, and whoever finds me will kill me. God told him, No. Anyone who kills Cain will pay for it seven times over. God put a mark on Cain to protect him so that no one who met him would kill him. Cain left the presence of God and lived in no man's land, east of Eden. Cain slept with his wife. She conceived and had Enoch. He then built a city and named it after his son, Enoch. Enoch had Irod. Irod had Mahujael. Mahujael had Methushael. Methushael had Lamech. Lamech married two wives, Ada and Zillah. Ada gave birth to Jabal, the ancestor of all who live in tents and herd cattle. His brother's name was Jubal, the ancestor of all who play the lyre and flute. Zillah gave birth to Tubal-Cain, who worked at the forge making bronze and iron tools. Tubal-Cain's sister was Naamah. Lamech said to his wives, Ada and Zillah, Listen to me, you wives of Lamech, hear me out. I killed a man for wounding me, a young man who attacked me. If Cain avenged seven times, for Lamech, it's 77.
Good evening, friends and neighbors in Radio Land. We are indeed happy to come in your homes, to ride in your cars, your place of business, or wherever you may be at this very present moment. We are convinced that we cannot allow evil speaking matters and anything that would separate man from God keep us from knowing, because we know. And we want you to know that God is still on the throne. Not only that, but we want you also to know that God is moving. And this is the day of God's moving, when others have become weary and discouraged on account of certain conditions. And then there are multitudes of people in the valley of decision. We have fears without fears that when we would do good, evil is always present. In the midst of sickness and in the midst of disease, in the midst of stress and in the midst of strain, in the midst of the overpowering of drugs and alcohol and even violence, the fact remains the same, and that fact is the fact that God is still moving. He's moving in me, and I hope and I trust by now he is moving in you. I've been stirred on the inside that God is taking us through a process wherein we come to know him, our God, in a way we have never knew him before. For if we could climb into the mind of a psychotic being for the will of God for our lives, then we would no longer desire to kick against the bricks, but we will find ourselves in total submission to the will of God without fear. When we begin to talk about total submission to the will of God, the first reaction most folks have is a fearful one. That is because we see him as a powerful God. And if we are not acquainted with his character, then we will have difficulty in submitting to his will or releasing ourselves into his purpose. As the reader read unto you Genesis chapter 4, but I would like to just point out briefly verses 6 through 12. And bring a message unto you that I have entitled, When the Blood Cries. When the Blood Cries. May we pray. Lord God, I ask now that you take my mind, think through it. Take my mouth, speak through it. Take my ears, let me hear only your voice. Take my eyes, let me see what you would have me to say unto your people on this evening. And it is always in your name that we give all the thanks and glory. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. When the blood cries, we must first understand, my brothers and my sisters, that we are in Genesis, the book of beginnings, if you will. And if we just read it for the sake of reading it, all we're going to end up with is history. But the Bible is not inclined to be a book of history. It is designed to explain to us, or for us to capture God's plan for us. Are you listening to me? And if we view it in that way, then we begin to understand the law of first mention. God does not start with fabric and end up with fur. If God started with fabric, he's going to end up with fabric. But here, God starts with blood, and he ends up with blood. For what God is doing is setting the roots and the DNA for the foundation of our thought. Are you listening to me? We must understand, my brothers and my sisters, that we do not have a God that is waiting to react. He simply acts. For you see, if God was a person that reacts, then we would have a God that has lost total control. And we all know that God is always in control. He is God. He knows the end from the beginning. He sits high and on the center of the universe, and he has all power in his hands to much of our attention today is spent on knowing how to have church. We know how to stand. We know how to raise our hands. We know when to shout. But when the music stops, do we know God? And too much energy is spent on knowing how to have church rather than God, than knowing God. Knowing church will help you fit in the crowd, but knowing God will help you fit in with heaven. And I would rather fit in with heaven than with the crowd. For the crowd will not help me when I get in trouble. Oops, if you can't say amen, just say out. We don't get in our cars on Sunday morning, 5:00, a parking spot, come into church just to get to know each other. Now, don't get me wrong. Knowing you is nice. But knowing God is redemption. Knowing God is life. Knowing God is health. Knowing God is wholeness. Knowing God is fullness. Knowing God is peace. Knowing God is understanding. Whom I'm so lost to reflect. Knowing God is who I am, so most to be a image of knowing God is knowing my daddy. So the question is, God, how do I get to know you better? And the answer is study his word. Before there was a beginning or an end, there was God. Nobody voted him in, and no one can vote him out. He's God all by himself. Before the thunder claps its hands, he was God. Before water fell from the waterfall, he was God. Before there was a East Coast or a West Coast or a North Coast or a South, he was God. Are you listening to me? I'm doing pretty good talking about God, but I just get, I got to get to my text. So we find ourselves in the book of Genesis. He who is God starts his design. His ways are like grandma knitting a quilt, if you will. Thread by thread, piece by piece, and she knits it all together, the garment composed with thread that would composed with the thread that would not quit. So it is here, the Bible, the book of Genesis, that we pick up the thread with the understanding that we have just experienced the great fall of humanity with the greatest trick, with the greatest seduction we have ever seen. Yes, my brothers and sisters, Satan did seduce her. He tricked her into touching the one thing that God said not to touch. And all hell broke loose when she touched, but when she gave it to Adam, are you listening to me? We must understand, my brothers and my sisters, that when you smite the head, you got the body. So Eve has to live with the fact that she has got duped. She's been hoodwinked, and she has been subdued, if you will, by the devil. But don't matter if you're rich or poor. It don't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. It don't matter if you're black, white, or Chinese, or even Japanese. It doesn't change the fact that your family is just as dysfunctional and as crazy, too. If you can't say amen, just say ouch. We don't need a white church or a black church. We all should worship together because we all need redemption. And we all need the blood. And we all need to be set free, and we all need deliverance, and we all need saving, and we all need because we all are tore up from the floor up and tore down from the floor down. And we need Jesus because we are jacked up. As the kids say, if you can't say amen, just say ouch. And I will continue this message on next week. So be sure to join me next week at 6 p.m. And we will dig further into when the blood cries. Thank you, and have a good evening.